Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As always, as we broadcast, by the way, from Parks Casino today, and the King is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. The perfect destination for game day. They have 20 craft beers on draft, and their food is, as John and I have experienced many times, and Howard, sensational food. Visit FWOT.com. For more, that's F-W-O-T, Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, FWOT.com for more. All right, out on the Squirts Carlton guest line. He'll be on the sideline tonight, part of the action here on WIP, along with Merrill and Mike, the call of the game, the King. Howard Askin, how are you, King?
I am absolutely sensational. Joe, welcome back. This will be a day that I will not criticize you for anything, because
you,
I'm happy to see that you're back at work.
Thank you. And I appreciate it. Your kind note. Yeah. I appreciate it. You're very, very kind. You and I go back a long while. And I appreciate
it. I'm here to
help
you when you were my producer.
Yes,
so don't you ever.
Yes, you did. You know what you did? You had a son who hired me. You didn't hire me. He hired me here back on WIP.
I didn't have the power. You know, he was delusional at the time.
There you go. All right, Howard, speaking of power, you have long reigned in Philadelphia sports as the ultimate insider, the guy that knows. So we turn to you right now, Howard, and we say, tell us what we don't know. Are the regular players going to play tonight?
Some of them will, as they did last week. I just can't believe that they will play. The ones that do play will play any extended period of time, because in that heat, the last couple of days, well, not yesterday. Yesterday was just a walkthrough. But on Monday and Tuesday, you go through all that, so you have 2 days of physical practices, not tackling to the ground, physical practices. And that's where they get a lot of their information of, can this guy do this, this, or this? And if you don't run a play properly, you know you can do it. If you're not to the red zone enough times, well, you know you have a chance to do it. So they've accomplished a lot. It's sad that it takes practices by two teams, those joint practices, to determine it. And I'd like to see more starters play, but I heard your comment and Jason Peters' comment that he expects to play a half. I don't think there's any way in the world that he plays a half. He may play a little bit just to get a feel of it. But if he plays, you'd say, well, maybe Carson Wentz will play, and I still don't think Carson Wentz will play. That's what it comes down to. You got to be – it's a shame. I want to see them all play for, you know, a quarter, quarter and a half, maybe a half. But we aren't the decision makers in the world today. And people that think that the Eagles are at a disadvantage, well, most of the other teams are doing the same thing. Right. So – everybody, the quality of play may not be as good in week one, but I don't know that there's any disadvantage for any certain team, because there's not many teams that play their starters and play their starters for any real length of time.
So your feeling is that Carson Wentz, because of the unknown factors they can't control out there, even if the starting offensive line minus Lane Johnson is on the field, Carson will not be out there tonight?
Well, you remember, Brooks isn't there either. I think he'll be ready for game one. He won't be there. Lane Johnson won't be there. So you have two guys on that offensive line that you know can't be there because of their injuries and just getting better, and they'll be fine.
It's a good point on Brooks. It's something that I sort of overlooked because he is back in practicing, but they wouldn't put him in that game situation, I guess.
Yeah. No, not at all. So that's what you really have to be careful about. If you're playing everybody on the offensive line, then you say, okay, we'll play our quarterback because we know he's going to be protected. But that's the other part of this equation which you have to look at. He's getting a lot of work, but again, you're asking me, like all of us, we'd like to see him play. I would highly doubt that he would play, because now in the next two games, you're going to be playing three quarterbacks. So, I mean, how much if Carson played? Let's say he played a series or two series. What does that accomplish? You know, it's just window dressing. So that's why I don't think he's going to play.
So is it a major dose of Josh McCown tonight?
I don't even know if he'll start. That's what's interesting, because he still is grasping the playbook. And I talked to him after the couple of practices this week, and he said first day he kind of felt a little good, then the next day he picked up more. And the players, and Carson Wentz, when he spoke, said he's picking up a lot. But how much has he picked up to be able to run? He will play. I think he'll get a sizable amount, but I know they want to give Cody Kessler opportunity because he didn't have it last week. And Clayton Thorson, I don't know how you work him in. I think they'll all three will play. It'd be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if they start Cody Kessler because he was going to start last week, so why wouldn't he start this week? How much does he play? I don't know. But who starts doesn't even matter anymore either. They're all probably going to get, I would say, equal amount of time. I don't know how Doug's going to divide it out. Depends on the drives and how many plays. It probably comes down to plays. How many plays does he want to see each one of the quarterbacks get? And we know that Cody Kessler won't make the team, and Cody Kessler knows he won't make the team, but he wants to get some stuff on tape so maybe he can get another job. The Eagles don't worry about that, but because they brought him in, I think they feel that they should give him that opportunity.
Yeah, and that's why, listen, if Jason Peters is playing tonight, there's no way Cody Kessler is his quarterback. I'm saying if they're putting Jason Peters out there, it's going to be the backup at least as the guy who's under center.
Does it really matter who starts? You know, as long as we see them play.
I guess John's point,
though. It kind of does.
Yeah, you don't want the designated second stringer to get, you know, walloped, though, in the third quarter of a game behind, you know, whomever, backup lineman.
I would think that Josh McCown might play somewhere in the first half. But again, remember, he's limited with the plays that he can run and the feel. It'll be the first time.
They're not going to show much anyway.
Right, yeah.
For a preseason game, you divide you pair the playbook down to a very specific number of plays, and I'm pretty sure Josh McCown, with his acumen, would be able to grasp like a preseason game playbook. I expect to see him.
There's no question, right from the get-go.
I
hope he should play. I would hope he would play at least a quarter and a half. And just have him get a feel for the game. But that's, you know, when you talk about what happens with the roster, there's real questions there. All right, what do you do with Nate Sudfeld? Because if you injury reserve him on the final cut, he's out for the year. I don't think they want to do that. So now you got a Mickey Mouse around with the roster. Put guys out there that you don't think will be picked up. And then after that's done, then you can put Nate Sudfeld. You can't carry all these quarterbacks on the injury reserve. Does Clayton Thorson make it through waivers? Because I'm sure you'd like to see him get to the practice squad. There's all kinds of questions. We know that Carson Wentz and Josh McCown are the Eagles' first two quarterbacks. Then after that, how do you keep those other guys unless you make some kind of trade? And because Thorson was drafted, you don't want to just lose him to waivers. And there's teams out there that probably aren't that good that say, well, you know, we'll develop this guy, and we know we have to put him on the 53-man in terms of Thorson and take a shot on him. So there's some real questions. There's questions everywhere, but certainly at the quarterback position too.
Will they have enough faith in Derek Barnett to not play him at all this preseason in a game and then have him start the year?
I guess it comes down to the doctors. You know, again, you have to look at that. Do they feel comfortable with letting him play without giving him – remember, he'd get a couple more weeks where he wouldn't have to go through that physical activity. So that's an interesting – I mean, all these are interesting questions. I think Bradham will be fine for game one. I think Barnett will be fine for game one. I think Brooks will be fine for game one. Jalen Mills told me – because of the doctor's reports, he's had a couple of examinations over the last few weeks that, and I guess he's going on what the doctors say, that he thinks he could make it to game one too. So all these different questions. And when you talk about who's playing tonight, the Ravens are a 5-point favorite. Don't you think they know?
Wow.
Don't you think they know that most of the starters are not going to play for any, if they do for any period of time? Why would you make the Ravens a 5-point favorite?
Howard,
are the Ravens playing their starters?
Well, they're going to probably play. They're going to play Jackson. They're going to play the quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Howard, let's get
a that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Let's get a Phil's thing in here. They get two big wins in a row in Boston, 6-8 now. Is Kapler doing a better job than most people think?
I think he was doing. He was always doing okay. I will tell you the same thing that I've said before. I don't think the manager has that much to do with winning. I think the managers lose ball games. Joe Maddon lost that third game for the Cubs. Gabe Kapler, we saw in that White Sox game, lost that game. To have Roman Quinn pitch for two innings in an important game against it was a joke. And he put himself in that position. So managers, I think, only lose games. I think he's okay. The public will not want him back next year. Even if they make this ridiculous wild card playoff thing, they still will have problems with him coming back. The Phillies can't let the public make those decisions. Who are you going to get? He's done okay. I think he's done okay. It's just it comes down to the players. Hey, they won two games in Boston. Boston scored four runs in two games. When's the last time you saw the Red Sox score four runs in two games? And then we forgot quickly they lost two in a row to a horrible San Diego team. Yeah, and then they've only scored, 13 runs in the last four games. It's not like they're killing it right now. But people all of a sudden, it just ebbs and flows with the Phillies. But is he doing a good job? He's doing okay. I think he's doing okay.
There he is, the King. Howard, thanks for the kind words. Always good talking to you, and good luck tonight with the broadcast with Merrill and Mike.
All right, take it easy. Hey, when they bring wins in, can you do me a favor? Can you save some for me before John gets them all?
You got it, King. Thanks, Howard.
All right, see you later.
Thanks,
all right,
Howard.
There he is, the King. Howard asking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.